كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح والأحزاب من بعدهم.
What is taqwa? This is a question that the Amir al-Mu'mineen Amr radiallahu anhu, he asked one of the companions, Ubay bin Ka'b, one of the most knowledgeable companions in the matters of deen and Quran, and he said, Ya Ubay, what is taqwa? Explain to me what taqwa is. So Ubay said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, have you ever taken a thorny path? And Amr said, yes. He said, what did you do? He said, I raised my garment and I was very careful as I walked through that path not to hit any thorns that would not prick me. He said, this is taqwa. Some of you may not have taken a thorny path, but let me give you another example which I'm sure you can understand and relate to. You're driving in the car, and if you haven't driven before, you're a passenger in the car, and you get to a safety camera, one of those red light cameras. It's a school zone, 40. What do? You slow down. You slow down while the camera's there. As soon as you pass the camera, what do most people do? They speed up again, yeah? Why did you slow down? Because your speed is being monitored. And this is taqwa. Taqwa to the believer is knowing, going through life, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. God consciousness. Everything you speak, everything you say, everything you do, Allah is watching. God consciousness. This is taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa in the Quran close to 200 times. Why did Allah mention it so many times? I see a lot of young kids here, maybe high school age, and if you don't be older than that, you've been through high school before. How many times did your parents tell you do your homework? Do your homework. Have you done your homework yet? Do your homework. Why do your parents repeat it so much? Because we don't listen, because we don't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats taqwa 200 times in the Quran. Why? Compare that to Ramadan. Compare that to fasting in the month of Ramadan. How many times did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to fast the month of Ramadan? One time. Just once. The whole Quran, he just mentioned it once. Why? Because everyone does it. Generally speaking, everyone fasts Ramadan. I used to work in the jail. I used to see brothers in the jail, Muslim brothers, hardened criminals, thugs, gangsters, armed robbers, tattooed from head to toe. In Ramadan, they're fasting. Everyone fasts from Allah had to mention it once. But taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it over 200 times. So what is the connection between taqwa and Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. We know this verse. We hear it millions of times. Kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum. Fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you. Why? Attain taqwa, la'allakum tattaqun. So what is the connection between fasting and taqwa? What is the connection between me not eating and drinking and attaining taqwa? Me not eating and drinking, is it something physical or spiritual? Physical, right? Taqwa, is taqwa something physical or spiritual? Spiritual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, do something physical and in return get something spiritual. How? Why? Let me tell you a story about Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr al-Ghafari, one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he was once asked, what are the three things you love most in life? Listen to what he said. Before I tell you what he said, let me ask you, what are the three things that you like most in life? What are the things that make you happy, make you smile, make you laugh in this world? Your children, that big paycheck, a big house, a car. What is it that will put a big smile on your face in this life? Think about what you would answer. They asked Abu Dharr, what is it that you love most in this life? He said, وَحِبُّ الْمَرَضِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالْمَوْتِ. I love sickness and hunger and death. So they asked him why. He goes, إِذَا مَرِدْ خَفَّ ذَنْبِي وَإِذَا جَعْتْ رَقَّ قَلْبِي وَإِذَا مِتْ لَقِيتُ رَبِّي. He said, if I get sick, my sins fall off. And if I get hungry, my heart becomes closer to Allah. And if I die, I meet my Creator.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سواه.